You are now listening to the most epic movie reviews in the world by CJ and the Movies.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today I review some new movies starring Amy Adams, Julianne Moore, and Toni Collette, and we'll also have a look at the documentary on the last generation of the Third Reich. Our first movie is the first Poison for the Mind film I saw this year called The Woman in the Window. It was supposed to come out in theaters last year, as did most of the movies, but it found its way on Netflix this year, and it's a sad ripoff of Rear Window. Amy Adams stars as a child psychiatrist and an agoraphobic, meeting her new neighbor, played by Julianne Moore, whom she witnesses being stabbed to death across the street. Adams calls the police, and the husband, Gary Oldman, confirms that it wasn't his wife, and his is played by Jennifer Jason Leigh. She knows what she saw and is willing to dig deeper to get to the bottom of this. The Woman in the Window was directed by Joe Wright in his first feature since Darkest Hour, and it's also his first bomb since Pan. It's a psychological thriller that has stupid dialogue, lousy characters, wasted talents, and just about every cliche in the psychological thriller book. Adams is one of my mom's favorite actresses, as is mine, but she fails to ignite flames here and flounders about looking like a crazy person. This is one of the worst movies of the year, 0 stars. Our next movie is the documentary Final Account, which is the final masterpiece from director Luke Holland, who passed away last summer. He speaks with the last generation of Adolf Hitler's Third Reich about their perspectives of the war and whether or not time has affected them. Some admit their guilt, others feel no remorse, some are even related to Jewish people, and through every topic the movie covers, they all speak their minds. Even if we unfortunately have to deal with white supremacy today, Final Account is still a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to speak with the people involved with the Holocaust. The interviewees present themselves with honesty and life. I'm not saying we should forgive these people if they are sorry. I'm saying we should see what their lives were like before and after the war. As Holland's last film, it's an important one. 3.5 stars. And finally, our last movie is Dream Horse, which tells the true story about a thoroughbred racehorse named Dream Alliance, raised and supported by a small community in Wales. Toni Collette stars as Jan Vokes, a bartender and grocery girl, who comes up with the idea of breeding a racehorse and inspires her neighbors and accountant Damian Lewis to come along for the ride. Like all entertaining horse racing movies like Seabiscuit and The Black Stallion, Dream Horse has an affection for both the humans and animals. They have personalities of their own, and they care about the well-being of the horse. Collette does a fine job at portraying Jan, Lewis is fresh as the accountant, and Owen Teal offers some humanity as Jan's arthritis-stricken husband. It may be based on a true story, but you're still fascinated by its heart and challenges. 3.5 stars. Well, those are the movies I'm reviewing this week. I'm Christopher Zweig, and I'll see you at the movies.
Thank you for tuning in to these movie reviews by CJ at the Movies here on New HD Radio. For more reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com.